Actually, looking at the freezeyadyagi.info, and if any of you would like to go on the website and help, I can see that the website really has to be done or redone, but with whatever little money and support Layla has, she's trying her best to actually raise the money and at the same time live her life. You know, after all, she is a human being with expenses, and she is working. She's full-time, but I can imagine. But anyway, if any of you want to help, go to freezeyadyagi.info and scroll down to the bottom where it says donate, and it's very simple. You can donate using PayPal. Whatever you can, it will definitely help. Now, I know Robert is going to be leaving us here in the next 5 minutes. But, Robert, these 5 minutes that are left, just say whatever you want, whatever people can do to actually help Layla and with her problem.
Well, I mean, first, as you just said, you know, to go to the website to get the information about how to be in touch. And certainly, and Layla can speak more about this, people who do have those kind of skills, it's not only the money, but the skills, you know, to, like, develop a, you know, a better or improved website would be more than welcome. I think that also people need to gather the information from organizations such as Mel represents to find out about these and other cases which have happened and which will continue to happen in this country until people of goodwill, as I said, you know, whether you're Muslim or not, stand up and say, you know, no more, you know, not in our name. This cannot go on in our name. And just because the government uses the term Islam and terrorism, don't accept it, you know, that using those two terms together, that's true. And there's a lot more in these cases that people need to learn about. And, you know, we're not afraid of the facts. You know, when you delve into them, and it's very difficult in sometimes even the hour and a half you've been generous enough to give us to really delve into some of the facets of it, because the more you get into it, the more you realize it's an injustice. You know, I've been doing several of these cases since 9/11, and, you know, one is worse than the other. And, you know, it's a responsibility of all of us to demand of our Department of Justice, of the Obama administration. I mean, I certainly, you know, at what's going on in Denver tonight between the two candidates, I bet there's not a question about overreaching prosecutions of the Islamic community. But we need to make those kind of demands and to stop this.
Have you contacted any of the major Muslim organizations like ISNA and ICNA and the other organizations? What kind of response did you get, if you have contacted them?
I myself haven't, with respect to this case. In, you know, the city where I am, there has been, in New York, where there's been a lot of prosecutions, you know, there has been, I would have to say, a by and large, favorable response when some of these cases have happened from the more mainstream Muslim organizations. And, you know, that's been, you know, it's been heartening, respect.
But this response, did the response, like, materialize in any support?
You know, people come out to court.
I don't care about people coming out to court,
yeah.
And people calling me and saying, oh, I'm sorry, what happened to you? I want a check. Did these
people
come with a check?
They haven't come to me. I know that, but I mean, you'd have to talk about with some of the other cases. But You know, that's, I think, something that the community needs to deal with.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Robert, I appreciate you taking the time to actually be with us tonight, and we will be following the what is going on in this case, definitely, and I'm sure Layla will keep us informed of what goes on. So good luck to you, and good luck to Ziad. I'm going to keep Layla and Mel for the next 30 minutes so we can see what else we can help or what kind of other support that we can come up with. Thank you, Robert,
for being with us. Very much for having us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, well, Mel and Layla, I want to go to Mel because I'm very much interested in the work. Oh, she's got dropped?
No, I'm getting her regular.
Okay.
Hisham. Hisham.
Yes.
I was just going to let you know that my son, when he was 18 years old, he was inquiring about Islam because the way he was raised in a Muslim Christian environment. I was divorced from his father at that time, and the government likes to show.
Very good. We're going to tackle that point when we come back. We'll be right back.